In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I'm thinking of Pope Francis and how he is a real pastor. He says that the priests should smell like the sheep. Oh yes, I've said that so many times, that those who minister, be they priests or ministers, they should smell like the sheep, because sheep smell, and you're in between the sheep. You know, why has this radio program prospered? Through the grace of God, and because I'm just one of the sheep. Bah! Oh, I might be Father Tom, but I'm just one of his sheep. And the scripture says, my sheep know my voice. Do you know the voice of the Lord today? Do you know the voice of the Lord today? I'm sure you hear many voices, like condemning voices, and those voices are never from the Lord. The Lord doesn't condemn. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And so today, I want to tell you to pray for Pope Francis, that he would continue his papacy as a shepherd, as someone who cares for the sheep, as someone who really tells us as priests and also ministers that we need to be with the sheep. We need to be with the sheep. And you know what? I have so many telephone calls that people call me for prayer. That should be one of the things that happens at every rectory, that people call the priest for prayer. Today, somebody called me and I couldn't answer it, so I called her back. And she told me, pray for me on August 15th because I'm having an operation. And I said, of course. You know, dear Lord Jesus, what is the priest ordained to do? To celebrate the Eucharist and to pray for the people and to pray with the people. And this is interesting that we're okay saying, I'll pray for you, but not very, very comfortable in saying, I will pray with you. It's so important to pray with people. I know people that pray with people that they say, you know, they start weeping. They start weeping when I pray with them. They start weeping. You know, I always, if I don't know the people, always lead them in the prayer of salvation. Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you. Come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Heal me and I'm healed. Save me and I'm saved. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Just a very simple prayer. Just a very simple prayer that they give their lives to Jesus. Have you given your life to Jesus? You know, when we give our life to Jesus, we give him the good, the bad, and the ugly. When we give our lives to Jesus, we give him the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, the Lord calls me to catch the fish, but he cleans the fish. I don't have to do the cleaning. The Lord cleans the fish when they stay in the kingdom. The Lord knows how to do that. He is the Lord, and he is almighty. Do you know that? He is the Lord, and he is almighty. So our job is to catch the fish, and it is the Lord's job to clean the fish. And you know what? There's lots of cleaning that needs to be done, because our hearts need to be sold out to Jesus Christ. Is your heart sold out to Jesus today? Just give him your heart. Give him your life. Just tell him I need you. Tell him I can't get along without you. You tell him that. And you know what? He'll come. He will come. He will come. He will come. And he will do wonderful things. I'm looking at 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14. Now Elisha, that's the prophet, was fallen sick of his sickness, whereof he would die. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto Elisha and wept over his face and said, Oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, Take a bow and arrows. And he took unto him the bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, put your hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hand upon the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. And Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. For thou shalt smite the Syrians in Aphek, till thou have consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he smote thrice and stayed. And the man of God was wroth with him, and said, thou shouldst have smitten five or six times. When hadst thou smitten Syria, till thou hast consumed Syria? Wherefore, as now, thou shalt smite Syria but thrice. And Elisha died. Elisha died. Well, you might think it's all over for Elisha, but he still has a ministry. Elisha died, and they buried him. That's what you usually do to dead bodies. You bury them. Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men. And they cast the man into the grave of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. My Lord, the bones of Elisha were electrified with the presence of God. And the man was thrown into Elisha's grave, and he comes out of the grave, jumps out, say, I'm not ready for this. And you see the power that Elisha had, even in death. That's why we Catholics venerate bones of saints. We venerate parts of their body that has not rotted. They're called relics, but this is all biblical. That Elisha, just the bones of Elisha touched this man. Let me ask you this. Are you so much a Christian that you have a hand, and that when your hand touches people, they can be converted easily when you pray with them? You see, that's what you're called to do. That's what you're called to do, that your hand is so much part of the Lord that when you touch people, the presence of God comes upon them. And they get saved. They get cleansed. They get healed. Are you a person who knows the power that you have in your hand? The power you have in your hand. Because when we pray with people, God does the miraculous. And we need to see the miraculous. I love to hear stories of the miraculous, and God heals the sick, and the sick know where to go. We have a man who comes to us named John, and John comes with his wife and with his daughters, and we have been praying for John, who has pancreatic cancer. In the name of Jesus, that cancer be healed through the blood of the Lamb. That cancer be healed in John by the blood that speaks far more eloquently than the blood of Abel, the blood of Jesus. And Jesus Christ heals John right now, wherever he is. I tell you, do you know that you have power in your hand? Do you know you have power in your hand? I told you the story a long time ago. This woman, Betty Foley, who was a nurse, came up to me one day and said, what did you have in your finger? So I said to her, I don't know what you're talking about. What did I have in my finger? A Band-Aid? No. She said, you pointed to me last week at the prayer meeting, it says, Jesus loves you. And there was the power of God that came upon me. I said, well, that's what it was, the power of God. It was the power of God, not my finger. But he used your finger. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that you can use my finger? Isn't that wonderful that you can use my hand? Isn't that wonderful that you can use my voice? Isn't that wonderful that you can use me as you want to use me, because you have authority over me? I have given the Lord authority over me, and I have to continue to do that every day. Lord, you have authority over me. Send me where you want me to go. Give me the grace to do what you want me to do. Give me the power that the people need, because that power comes from the proclamation of the kingdom and the Holy Ghost, because the kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord, I have seen the power in my hand. I have seen the power in my hand. I have witnessed it when people say, oh, I feel the presence of God. This is the truth. Jesus Christ wants to work through your hands as he worked through the bones of Elisha. And you know, you've got one up on Elisha. He was dead and you're still alive, which means you carry the Spirit within your heart if you are a believer. You carry the Holy Spirit in your heart if you are a believer. And you say, but not me. I'm too weak. I don't care how weak you are. If the bones of Elisha could bring that man back to life, what can your hand do? What can your hand do? And also, when we go to Holy Communion, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Oh, yes. When we receive Holy Communion, we should expect to be healed. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. The Lord has already spoken the word. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of the blood. Be healed by God Almighty through Jesus Christ. Yes, yes, yes. We have power in our hands, and that power comes from the Holy Spirit. We have no power of our own. Like people will say, oh, that was electricity that went through me. I say, no, it's not electricity. It's the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit through my hand. You know, I believe that. I've seen it. But if it can happen in my life, it can happen in yours. And it happened in my life when I was not a priest. I was not ordained. I was just like you for how many years? For 32 years. And I prayed for the sick from 1968 until 1978 as a layperson. Then I became a deacon and a priest. But I've seen multiplication of healing as a result of praying with people, because I have power in my hands. And that power comes from where? Concern for the sheep. Concern for the sheep. Concern for the sheep. The sheep that are suffering. The children of God that are suffering. God has called me to pray for them. And I have concern for the sheep. Concern for the sheep. Jesus says, you know, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. That's what he says, and that's what he means. And what do we feed them with? We feed them with the power of the Holy Spirit. We feed them with the Word of God. We feed them with our love. Oh, yes, feed my lambs. Peter, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. Go and do that. Go and do that. That's all you're called to do, is to feed my people. Let me tell you today, the Lord wants you to graze on green grass. Oh, yes, he wants you to know how much he loves you today. He wants you to know that you have power in your hand. He wants you to know that Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. And if he is Lord of your life, you can do things that only Christians can do. Let me tell you this. God wants to use you. When are you going to break out of your mold, out of the box, and start thinking as Jesus thinks? Get out of that box that you've been in. When are you going to start to do the things that Jesus said? They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall be healed. That's what Jesus said, and that's what Jesus meant. And who are they? You and me. We shall lay hands upon the sick, and the sick shall be healed. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We honor you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be Jesus Christ as the most holy sacrament of the altar. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be his angels. Blessed be his saints. O Lord, we worship you this day because you are the Lord and you have wonderful things in store for us. Help us, Lord, to take those wonderful things and help us, Lord, to feel your love. Give us that grace that we feel your presence and we know your presence. And Lord, help us to know we have power in our hands. Glory to God. Sing glory. Hallelujah. I'm looking at Hosea 14 now. Israel, return unto the Lord your God, for you have fallen by your iniquity. Let's change the word Israel. Joseph, Mary, Frank, Bob, return unto the Lord. The Lord your God, you have fallen by your sins. And how do you return? Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Oh, Father, I have landed in the pigsty. I want out of the pigsty. I have sinned against you. I have done this, that, and the other thing. Forgive me, Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. That will be the calves of our lips. It's the sacrifice, but not calves at all, but the calves of our lips, the words that come out of our lips. Lord, I have sinned. Lord, I have put myself in the pigsty. Lord, I have done this, that, and the other thing. Lord, I want to come back. Return unto the Lord. Return with words. And these words will be the calves, the sacrifice of our lips. Assur shall not save us. That's right. We will not ride upon horses. Horses shall not save us. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, ye are our gods. Yes, the false gods cannot save us. For in you the fatherless find mercy. Oh, yes. Do you feel like you're fatherless today? Oh, he is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he is our Father. He is our Father. And the fatherless find mercy in the Father. Then he says this, I will heal their backsliding. I will heal your backsliding. But you've got to come with words. You've got to come with words. You've got to ask forgiveness. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. I'm going to read that again because it's so powerful. Hosea 14, verse 4. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. When God says he will, he will. I will heal your backsliding. I will love you freely, for my anger is turned away from you. I will be as the dew unto Israel. The dew is so gentle. So gentle, that dew, we don't even see it, but it covers every blade of grass. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. When it says the lily, I'm telling you, they look like poppies. They're red, the lily of the field that Jesus said that they don't sow or reap, but they're more beautiful than Solomon in all of his splendor. I'm going to read this again because it's powerful. I will heal your backsliding. I will love you freely, for my anger is turned away from you. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. That's a beautiful smell. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. Do you dwell under the shadow of the Lord? That's a wonderful question. Do you dwell under the shadow of the Lord? Or are you under the shadow of something else? Are you under the shadow of the Lord? Let me see what Psalm 91 says. He that dwells in secret place of the Most High shall live under the shadow of the Almighty. Are you under the shadow of the Almighty? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the pestilence. He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings shall I find refuge. His truth shall be like a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, and keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the snake, and the young lion and the dragon shall not trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Is your love set upon Jesus? Is your love set upon the Father? Is your love set upon the Holy Spirit? Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Do you know the Lord is with you if you're going through trouble? He is with you right now. Why do I know? Because His word says it. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy you, and I will show you my salvation. Trust in the Lord. Be under the shade of His almighty wings. Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's what it says in Hosea 14. He shall spread, His branches shall spread, and His beauty shall be as the olive tree, and the smell as Lebanon. Let me just tell you, the olive tree is such a beautiful tree. They look mystical. They look mystical. They shine with the glory. His branches shall spread, and His beauty shall be as the olive tree, and His smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under His shadow, are you under His shadow, shall return, Psalm 91. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is your fruit found. Oh yes, if you abide in the vine, you will have fruit, and all the fruit comes from him and are abiding in the vine. Who is wise that he shall understand these things? Prudent that he shall know them? For the ways of the Lord are right. Amen. And the just shall walk in them. That's you. But the transgressors shall fall in them. Let me tell you this. He is Father to the fatherless. Let me tell you this. That we are the generation of the Lord who are His children. And that He wants the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, flood us with love. Lord, let us thrive in your love, O Lord. Be our dad. Be dad to us. Be dad to priests. Be dad to bishops. Be dad to people like me. Oh, yes, be our Father. We depend upon you. We have nothing but you, O Lord. We have no one but you. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God. I hope you were encouraged today. I hope you are under the shadow of the Almighty, because Psalm 91 becomes your psalm. Read it today, just to be able to know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and all your fruitfulness comes from Jesus. That's the way it is. I do need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Remember Jesus, he is the good shepherd. He smelled like the sheep. Even though he was God in the flesh, he takes the sheep around his neck and he says to us, tend my sheep, feed my sheep, look after my sheep. What do I say to Jesus today? Bah, I'm a sheep, Lord. I'm a sheep. Not only am I a pastor, I am a sheep. Bah, oh Lord, who else in heaven do I have but you? Who else in heaven do I have but you? Who else in heaven do I have but you? You, you alone. May his name be praised, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, both now and forever. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass., 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.